Kōtō Katoa. I'm Diana Sugate from the Office of Community and Voluntary Sector. This is one of our series of seminars on good engagement. Today's theme is collaborative governance, learnings from overseas and New Zealand experience. And it's going to be a really, really interesting afternoon. It's great to see a big crowd on a sunny day and pretty much full capacity again. I guess you've all got different reasons for coming today, different interests in this topic. Today we're going to have a chance to learn from some people who have a lot of experience in this idea of collaborative governance. And then you're all here invited to be part of the discussion to share from your own experience and perspectives. Most of you will be aware that the Office of Community and Voluntary Sector, which is hosting this, moved recently to the Department of Internal Affairs. So I'm just letting you know if you hadn't heard that. It's nice to be back again today in the Ministry of Social Development Auditorium. And looking forward very much to hearing from two very expert people amongst us and a very expert facilitator. Alistair Bisley is, we're very pleased to have with us. He's had a very senior career in the public service, and I can hardly really do justice to it in a few words. He had a long career with the Ministry for Foreign Affairs and Trade, which included various diplomatic positions. And he represented New Zealand in numerous trade negotiations and international forums such as APEC and the OECD. He also was the Secretary for Transport. And recently, and directly related to today's seminar, he has been chairing the Land and Water Forum. So thank you for coming today, Alistair. Our other speaker is Guy Salmon, who is the Executive Director of Ecologic. He describes this as a membership-supported think tank which focuses on sustainable development. With research collaborators at University of Helsinki, he led a five-year study of environmental decision-making in the Nordic countries, which highlighted the potential of a collaborative style. Subsequently, he was instrumental in setting up the Land and Water Forum and participated in it. He has also worked as a contract researcher for the Ministry for the Environment, in studies of the Canterbury Water Management Strategy and similar processes. So we're looking forward to hearing from these two gentlemen. We also have Glenn Lauder, wonderful facilitator, who is going to be helping you through the day. He leads an organisation called Common Ground. He has been specialising in private practice around collaboration issues for many years, has a particular interest in cross-sectoral cooperation. His particular interest is in the growth and development of skillful practice and collaboration at all levels, from community and catchment to the national level. He has worked alongside the chair and trustees of the Land and Water Forum over the last 18 months as they've been organising forums around the country which have been attended by 1,200 people. So this Land and Water Forum experience is going to be the baseline for today's study, along with the experience from the Nordic countries, and I'm really looking forward to it. Now handing over to my mate Glenn.
Thank you, my mate Diana. G'day everyone. Can you hear all right?
Yeah.
There is some gold here. Guy and Alistair are gold, but the gold I want to focus on first is the gold sitting in the seats of six, groups of six, that you are. So because this is a good practice participate session, we thought it might be good if you felt like you had actually participated. And that will be a challenge, as it always is when you have a couple of speakers, because it feels like they're talking and you're not. So we will slice some short reflective sessions in between the speakers and give you a chance to feel like you're in the driver's seat of the day. So I invite you to step out of the spectator seat now. You can stay as an observer, but stay an observer of what's going on for yourself and the group. And if you would, to warm yourself up, meet someone else in your group. Would you just look around the six, five, or four that you're with? See if there's anyone interesting looking there. I offer that there is stuff that they know that you don't do. So the first act of gold is just introduce yourself to one another. And here's the little challenge. Say who you are, where you're from, and what the outcome of what it is that you're doing will be when you fulfill on it. For example, my outcome will be that people discover what they most deeply hold in common. That's why I'm here. So use that as an outcome. And make sure that in a couple of moments you've met everyone, and then we'll start. Go. So stay in that driver's seat for the day. And I invite you to think about, when you leave here today, what is the collaborative initiative that you would love to be growing and where? So kind of come as a participant rather than as a spectator.